RNZ National, and have you ever made a time capsule as a child or perhaps even as an adult filled with all the important things that define one's life? I remember making several of them when I was much smaller, but digging them up shortly afterwards as there was always something in them that I wanted, so they never stayed in the ground that long. But in Invercargill, they're working on a time capsule that's to be included in a construction project in the CBD, and it will have objects in it, I guess, that define 2021 from an Invercargill perspective primarily. But what do you think should go in it? Why don't you give me a text on 2101 if you can come up with some good ideas as to what can go in it. But the man responsible for the time capsule is on the line now. Jeff Cotton is the Invercargill Central Limited Project Director, and he joins us now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Karen.
So you're the project manager. What is it that you're building?
We're building a new CBD block in Invercargill, which involves some offices, shopping, car park, and medical centre, and a few other things. It's a sort of a life-changing job for Invercargill, which has sort of lacked investment in the last 50 or so years, and we're involved in a pretty large project to sort of redevelop the downtown area of Invercargill.
Is it smack bang in the centre of town?
It is. It's actually the centre block of the city. So, you know, we started a couple of years ago with demolition. There was obviously a lot of old buildings on the site, and we're about halfway through now. So starting to open from next year.
Starting to open the actual the building project next year.
Correct. Yeah, we've got like three stages of opening.
Yes.
And the first one is the middle of next year, which involves the department store and some associated car parks and some associated stores that go with the department store.
All right. So you're already quite a way through if it's opening next year, which is great. But so before you put the last piece of plaster on it, whatever it is that it's built out of, you're going to put a time capsule in it.
Yes, you know, I've kind of been around the world building things here, there, and everywhere, including in New Zealand, and elsewhere. And I always try and get the client and or the community to sort of get involved with putting time capsules into buildings. In the past, I'm originally from the UK, and in the past, a lot of builders, you know, 100 or 200 years ago, used to build things into the walls. Sort of old newspapers or things from their era, so that when people modified or demolished the building, they'd find them. So I've kind of always been keen to continue that tradition, but in a more planned way, I suppose.
Right, what a great idea. So tell us about the ones you've done in the past. Where have they gone into?
Well, there's a few in Queenstown. I built a few properties here in Queenstown in the sort of 90s and the early 2000s. I've also built some hotels in India, and they've got a few. Dubai, and I even managed to get one into one of the rides in the Disney World in Paris.
Did you?
I worked on it.
Wow!
Ride project there, so we got one in there as well. So, fortunately, I'm not old enough to have seen them being opened yet.
Right, they've got a time or a date stamp on them. So are they all 50 years from when they went into the structure?
Yeah, generally, you know, the lifestyle or the design of a building is generally 50 years. So so consequently, you generally try and do the time capsule about 50 years. And I think that gives the opportunity for, say, if kids get to put something in there when they're sort of 7 or 8 years old, that would be quite interesting to see what they did, you know, when they're in their late 50s or early 60s. So, 50 years is generally the period that people use.
Wonderful. And I guess you won't see it. Maybe you will.
No, I certainly won't see this one. There's possibly one, if I go back to Euro Disney Paris, I might get to see that one because that was in the late 80s. So, you never know.
All right. What's in that one? Are you allowed to say or not?
Oh, it was very French themed. It was an Irish construction company on a French project, so we kind of molded the two together, and it was obviously newspapers and sort of a picture of the team and all that sort of stuff. But it was really trying to capture what was going on in Paris at that time, and that's really what you try to do wherever. And Invercargill's going to be the same, really. I mean, Amy put the manager put a post on Facebook yesterday, really to sort of see what the local community was interested in getting in there. And I guess we'll sort all that lot out and sort of get the top 10, and then sort of it's really just, you know, part of the community. You know, the project in Invercargill is a very big project for Invercargill, or a very big project for anywhere actually. But and really getting the interest of people to do things, which, you know, the world is not in a happy place at the moment, so some of these things are good distractions.
Yeah, that's true, and you'll probably have to put some of those things in there, but hopefully not a COVID nasal swab.
No, I was thinking of, you know, there's been suggestions of, you know, Pfizer vaccine bottles or face masks, but there certainly will be something to do with the current situation we're in, of course. But I think hopefully we'll look on some happier things of what the Southland's about, and obviously the kids are a very good way of distracting people from the reality, and then, you know, they're obviously quite interesting to get them to think about what Invercargill might be like in 2071.
So. Yes, what a good idea. You could put the mayor in there. No.
Well, it has been
suggested
on the Facebook site.
Oh, dear.
We mustn't be cruel to Sir Tim.
He won't mind, I'm sure. He's had a laugh at other people's expense for quite some time.
Yeah.
So what is this capsule made out of, Jeff?
Stainless steel. In the past, people have put them in, well, I put them into, you know, plastic pipes and various other things, and you have to be a bit careful that they don't obviously leak, you know, because you can ruin whatever's in there if any water or stuff gets in it. This one will be placed in the building, but we've made it out of stainless steel with a pretty bulletproof cap on the top. So we're pretty confident it will be, whatever we put in it will survive the 50 years without too much trouble.
And how big is it?
It's about 750 mils tall and a 300 diameter. So
right, seven,
it's a good size.
75 centimetres or millimetres, right?
Yeah, 75 centimetres and 30 centimetres diameter.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like a pipe.
Right. I understand. And so what sort of things can you fit in there? Like, how many things can you put in there? Like, you're talking about maybe pictures and photos?
Yeah, we can get quite a lot. I think, I mean, obviously, presumably some newspapers will go in there. We can't go too big, but the idea would be to get as much in there. And I think you want to sort of fast forward to 2071 to see what people might actually be interested in seeing at that time as well. So so I think if people can start thinking a little bit about around that thing, like, you know, some things are not so interesting, but some people have suggested putting in a mobile phone and, you know, those sort of things to see what has happened to technology in the 50 years.
All right. Very distracting,
yeah,
though, if it rings.
Yeah. Well, also we have to be careful of putting the battery in there because
it'll
corrodes, unfortunately. So, yeah, no, I mean, we've got plenty of room for lots of stuff. So, but obviously, generally, it has to be relatively small and packaged up properly so that, you know, when they do open it up in 2071, they won't get damaged. And I think the other thing we're going to do, which you often don't do, and I haven't done so much in the past, is to put a little plaque in there to sort of identify where it is.
Oh, yes, so people can go and see this is where it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a
wall.
Well, a wall?
Inside a wall, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's an old, we've saved some old, some of the old facades from the old buildings. We've held them up and kept them. So directly behind one of them, known as the Cambridge Arcade, is an area where we think is the best place to put it. And as long as somebody remembers in Invercargill, I was telling the Southland Times that they might need to put it in their long-term diary or something so that somebody can organise the opening of it in 50 years' time. So.
Gee, how poignant. It'll be 2072, though, won't it, by the time you get it in there?
Well, it probably will, although we are trying to get it sorted out before the end of the year. Actually, the idea would be to get it put in place in December. But, yes, maybe 2072.
So is it strictly open for people in Invercargill to give you ideas, or what about the rest of the people?
Well, no, I mean, let the nation decide. I mean, we're happy to consider anything. A lot of the stuff we've been getting off the sort of the Invercargill Central Facebook site is around, obviously, COVID and what's going on there. And obviously the Southlanders are keen to get in things like cheese roll recipes and bluff oysters. And
yes.
That sort of thing. But, anything that's, I guess, makes the top 10 or top 15 of ideas will we'll arrange to get it put in there.
How do they do that? Where do they go to? Facebook?
Well, so we got a Facebook site called it's just called Invercargill Central, which is the name of the development or the project, and it's just really an open forum for people to make comment on there. We can provide, I think there's some contact details in there for an email for our PR lady, Amy Hibbs, so they could even email her with ideas.
That's a good idea.
But yes.
I was going to ask you too, when you were talking about the demolition, did you have much, did people not want those buildings to be demolished, or how did you manage to, you talked about the facades, have you integrated them into the new building?
Yeah, I guess two questions there. One, yes, there was a lot of concern about demolishing the old buildings, but I think unfortunately for old buildings in New Zealand is that since the sort of Christchurch earthquake, they became very apparent that they didn't survive earthquakes very well. So they all had the low, it's called an NBS rating, so all the buildings there were exceptionally low ratings, and to strengthen them, to reuse them, would have cost a lot more than the entire development, and therefore wouldn't have been economic, so it wouldn't have happened. But, we spent a lot of time doing an archaeological survey through the site, sort of pre-demolition and post-demolition. So every square inch of the site's been dug up, and we've recovered, I don't know, about 600 boxes of various artifacts from the past history of Invercargill, which is being analysed at the moment. And as part of the agreed consenting, we retained three sort of prominent buildings, facades, and have built them back into the new development.
I see.
So they've been designed in. They obviously don't have anything behind them. And there's one corner of the project has a heritage-listed one building, which is going to be renovated. It's an old bank building which will be retained and refurbished and strengthened.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. And just finally, have you ever been tempted to put something of your own personally into those time capsules?
That'd be a secret to tell, but yes, there may be a few of them around that have got something of my own in them. But yeah, like I think one of the key things I think is important, and I guess going back to the history, is that we'll make sure we get a picture of the construction team and the people who were involved and then put that in there. Just because I guess it's a sort of a nod to their efforts to build a building, and that's really what used to happen back in the day when the builders, put things in the walls. So yeah, I haven't actually thought about that, to be fair, but maybe I will now that you've mentioned it.
Isn't it funny though, when you think about those photos from, let's say, 1870 or whatever, and we look at them, we think, gosh, it's so old fashioned and how these people look, and that's going to be us one day, isn't it? They look at us and think, wow, look how old that is.
Look at what they're wearing.
Yeah, look at what they're wearing, yeah. Which is not nowhere near as interesting as what they were wearing then.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think they'll still be wearing jeans and things in 2072, so 2071. So, yeah, I don't know. Is things going to change as fast as they have in the last 50 years? I suspect they might.
Neither of us will be around unless we'd be the oldest people on Earth, so we'll just have to think about it.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get a couple more in before I retire from building buildings.
That's the one. Thank you very much. Sorry to talk about your mortality, Jeff.
No, that's fine. No, don't worry. I'm happy to be mortal.
Wonderful to talk to you, and best of luck with the project. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Karen.